fighters, but they're great negotiators. They are begging to work out a deal. I don't know if we'll be able to do that. I don't know if we're willing to do that. They should have done that 4 weeks ago. They should have done it 2 years ago. Or they should have done it when we first came into office.
But Iranian officials have rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal. Pakistan says it has relayed messages between U.S. and Iranian officials. Israel's military says it has killed the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Naval Forces. A Pakistani official following negotiations with Iran has confirmed his death. This is Israel's latest assassination of senior Iranian leaders since it killed the supreme leader nearly a month ago. Itai Stern reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, says the military carried out a precise overnight strike, killing Alireza Tangsiri, Iran's top naval commander. Katz says Tangsiri was directly responsible for naval mining operations and efforts to block the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. According to the U.S. Treasury, which had previously sanctioned him, Tangsiri headed the Navy's testing of drones and cruise missiles. Katz says the killing is the latest warning to Iran that it will continue targeting senior leaders and, quote, operate with full force to achieve its war goals. For NPR News, I'm Itai Stern in Tel Aviv.
Lawmakers are meeting today to consider aviation safety reform. A runway crash in New York killed two pilots on Sunday, and recently the National Transportation Safety Board came out with recommendations. This follows last year's deadly mid-air collision near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. NPR's Kristen Wright reports.
House Committees on Transportation and Armed Services are considering changes to aviation with the goal of making it safer to fly. The ALERT Act requires airplanes and helicopters to be equipped with collision prevention technology. The bill also calls for enhanced air traffic control training. Lawmakers are also considering an audit of the FAA's safety culture, and the legislation proposes strengthening the airspace around Reagan Washington National Airport. 67 people were killed when an American Airlines jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter collided there last year. Reforms on the table address the NTSB's recommendations after its year-long investigation into the crash. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow has turned negative. It's now down nearly 90 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. An early symphony by Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio, number 10. That was Nicholas Ward with the Northern Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me on this warm and sunny day. We're at 77 in Lawrence, going up into the 90s. This is going to be a really neat hour of music for you, because not only do we have music from Bach aria soloists coming right up, we also have a little bit of acting, if you can imagine, on the radio. Yes, it's possible. We'll show you how. And a poetry read, a sonnet. I am so excited for all of this. So to introduce this, I am going to start off with Handel's Zusha Stila here on Kansas Public Radio from Bach aria soloists and their most recent album. Enjoy on KPR. So beautiful. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Handel's Zusha Stila with Bach aria soloists and a fine violinist, Elizabeth Sullane, is here right now. Yay! She is here along with a couple of her friends, Jerry Mignon and Logan Black, to tell us all about their concert coming up on April 11th. This sounds so interesting, Elizabeth. Tell us about it.
Well, it's Bach aria soloists and Kansas City Actors Theater presenting Our Favorite Things, which is really a compilation of works, masterworks from Renaissance with Monteverdi all the way to Living Composers of Today with Cecilia McDowell and Mark O'Connor. And it's a real panoply of great music that we love that I like to call Bach Ari Soloist Classics with wonderful scenes that Logan can tell you about.
Yeah.
Yes, so, this is the interesting part. I mean, the music's very interesting.
Yeah, of course.
But this is, I was like, what is this about?
Yes. So. Yeah, partnering this classical works with contemporary and some classical theater has been a really, really fun adventure in discovery on my part. So with the idea of a few of our favorite things, some of the music I very deliberately went to source material and often found theatrical material that mirrored it.
Wow.
Dido and Aeneas is the perfect example. Mm-hmm. So we have a scene from the play Dido, Queen of Carthage. So
to go with Purcell's aria and recitative. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you not only have the music, but you have scenes, I guess, in between music. And then we were talking a little bit that there's going to be a few moments where there's actually some acting during the music. That's fun.
With underscoring that will be really fun and quite improvised.
Yeah, very improvised.
Yes.
But we definitely want this to be a shared world. It's not actors and then musicians and then actors. We are all inhabiting this environment together. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's exciting to have that play between actor and musician.
For example, Destiny, I know you're going to play the Bach, the Bach Andante.
Yep.
So that's one of my favorite. Is it one of your favorites?
Yes, it's
one
so
of my
pretty.
Favorite violin solos. But in the middle of it, before we go to the B section, then one of the actors is going to recite from the Shakespearean sonnet that you'll hear today with Logan. So
You just forward promoted so well. You're hired.
Excellent.
Yes, we will be listening to that Bach in just a moment and even get to hear the sonnet, which I think is so neat. Let me remind folks, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church in Prairie Village. And tickets are at your website, right? BachAriaSoloists.com?
That's right, Destiny.
Great. And I also was curious, is this your first time collaborating together?
It is.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've worked with Jerry Magnan and with several actors all through the years from the very, in the very beginning of Bach Ari Soloist, but this is the first time that Kansas City Actors Theater and Bach Ari Soloist are presenting a co-production.
That is so great. I love that. And you, Logan, you're the director of this particular show, right?
Correct? Yes, I am.
Yep. Okay, that's really neat. I love this. So we have like a violinist director and an actor director.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's very fun. Well, why don't we take a listen to something that Elizabeth, you'll be playing, right? You'll
be playing
this Bach. This is not Elizabeth right now. This is Julia Fischer.
Oh.
I know.
Much
I'm sorry.
Better. Much, much better.
No, you're both great. We're going to listen to it, and then we get a little Shakespeare read. So let's enjoy this movement from Bach's Solo Sonata Number 2 with Julia Fischer here on KPR. Julia Fischer on Kansas Public Radio performing Bach's Andante from his second sonata for solo violin. Oh, gorgeous music. Music that you can actually hear in person April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian with Elizabeth Sahlane, Bach Aria Soloists, and the Kansas City Actors Theater. And you are in for a real treat right now because we have Logan here who's going to tell us about a sonnet that will be read in the middle of this gorgeous music. So tell us about that.
Yes. So this is William Shakespeare's Sonnet 29. It's one of my favorites. I really loved it paired with the Bach. And this will come in the middle of sections A and B in performance. So in selecting all of our scenes, I tried to find themes in the music that matches themes in our theatrical presentation. And the A section sounded so much more mournful to me. And then the B section, there's this hope kind of arising in him. And I thought it felt very much in tune with Sonnet 29.
Oh, in tune.
No, that was natural. I did that on my own.
You did, Logan.
So here is Shakespeare's Sonnet 29. This sonnet is all about jealousy and lost love and then finding grounding in reality.
Excellent. Yeah. We could all use a little of that.
Right now, definitely. So here we go, Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy, contented least. Yet, in these thoughts, myself almost despising, happily I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising, from sullen earth sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorned to change my state with kings.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. And he mentions a lark.
I noticed, lark. Yeah. Which is a perfect setup. You guys are just nailing it today. Because at the end of the hour, to close the interview, we're going to hear the lark ascending, which
that's
people
right.
What can also hear you, Elizabeth, play, right?
Are with
you
Elisa. Elisa's okay. Going to be the orchestra.
On the organ?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow. Okay, so how many sonnets will you be reading at this? Or how much poetry is there? Quite a bit? Or?
Well, we have two poems. We have the single sonnet, okay. And then we have selections from the poem, Lark Ascending, to match the music.
Match wow.
The music. Yeah.
And upon which Vaughan Williams composed
right.
That piece was because of the poem.
Mm-hmm. That is so neat. So, folks, if you're wondering where you can hear this, it's really easy. It's a church with ample free parking. It's very important. Our listeners really like to know that there's ample free parking. April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian in Prairie Village, Kansas. BachAriaSoloists.com. And Elizabeth, remind me what album that what we're about to listen to next, the Cecilia McDowell. People, if they want to get your album, can you tell
yes,
me your album?
Yes, the name is Le Dolce Sirene, Sweet Sirens, and it is available on any platform, but also as a CD, it's available through our website, BachAriaSoloists.com.
Nice. It's great music, and we are actually about to listen to something else that you can hear as well. Cecilia McDowell, this is on that CD, 1951, first rehearsed from 4 Shakespeare songs. And while we listen to that, Logan and Jerry are going to get ready for their enactment of a bit of the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. So enjoy this, and I can't wait for what you're about to hear after on KPR. Wow, so beautiful. Cecilia McDowell, first rehearsed from 4 Shakespeare songs here on Kansas Public Radio with Elizabeth Sullane. Of course, you know the soprano soloist Sarah Tannehill Anderson. I am here joined by Bach Aria soloists, and on that album also Elisa Williams Bickers and Hannah Collins. If you would like to hear Elizabeth play in person, you can. This is going to be a really neat concert with poetry and acting as well. April 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian. Just go to BachAriaSoloists.com. I am here with Jerry Mignon and Logan Black of the Kansas City Actors Theater. Tell us, I've been waiting all hour for this. Tell us about this, what we're about to experience.
So this is really exciting. This scene from Tom Stoppard's Tony Award-winning play, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, will be paired right after Bernstein's Cha-Cha Melody from West Side Story,
yeah.
Which is so iconic and so upbeat and just like fun.
Yes.
So, and then we go from that and we go to these fun goofballs. So this play takes place in the world of Hamlet,
okay.
Which we are all pretty familiar with that
right.
Story. The king has sent for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to come cheer up Hamlet and figure out what's going on. These guys are college buddies of him.
Wow.
They're a little wild and crazy. They get confused about who is who, even. Like, they'll misremember, are you Guildenstern and am I Rosencrantz, or am I Guildenstern? No, the other way. So they're clowns.
Okay.
Very much. They've arrived in court. All they know is that they need to find Hamlet and figure out what's wrong. They have no idea how to do that, though.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we just listened to the cha-cha.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your blood's pumping. Everything's feeling great. And then we start.
All right. Here we go, folks.
Should we be doing something constructive?
Would you have in mind a short, blunt human pyramid?
We could go.
Where?
After him.
Why? They've got us placed out. If we start moving around, we'll all be chasing each other all night.
How very intriguing. I feel like a specter. An appalling business. The only thing that makes it bearable is the irrational belief that somebody interesting will come along in any minute.
See anyone?
No. You?
No. Oh, what a fine persecution to be kept intrigued without ever being quite enlightened.
We could play at questions.
What good would that do?
Practice!
Ah, statement one, love.
Cheating!
How?
I hadn't started yet.
Ha ha ha! Statement two, love.
Are you counting that?
What?
Are you counting that?
Ah, foul. No repetitions. Three, love. First game, two...
I'm not going to play if you're going to be like that.
Well, who serve?
Huh?
Ha ha! Foul, no grunts. Love, one.
Who's go?
Why?
Why not?
What for?
Foul! No synonyms. One all.
What in God's name is going on?
Foul. No rhetoric. 2-1.
What does it all add up to?
Can't you guess?
Were you addressing me?
Is there anyone else?
Who?
How would I know?
Why do you ask?
Are you serious?
Was that rhetoric?
No.
Statement 2, all game point.
What's the matter with you today?
When?
What?
Are you deaf?
Am I dead?
Yes or no?
Is there a choice?
Is there a God?
Foul! No non sequiturs. 3-2-1 game all.
What's your name?
What's yours?
I asked you first.
Statement one, love.
What's your name when you're at home?
What's yours?
When I'm at home?
Is it different at home?
What home?
Haven't you got one?
Why do you ask?
What are you driving at?
What's your name?
Repetition to love. Match point to me.
Who do you think you are?
Rhetoric. Game and match. Ha. Where's it all going to end?
That's the question.
It's all questions.
Do you think it matters?
Doesn't it matter to you?
Why should it matter?
Why doesn't it matter why?
Doesn't it matter why it matters?
What's the matter with you?
It doesn't matter.
What's the game?
What are the rules? Rosencrantz!
What?
Look!
Huh?
There goes Hamlet. There! Ha ha ha! How was that?
Ooh, clever!
Natural?
Instinctive?
Got it in your head?
I take my hat off to you.
Ah, shake hands.
Now, I'll try you. Go!
Ah, not yet. Catch me unawares.
Oh, right. Ready?
Don't be stupid.
Sorry.
Guildenstern!
No! God, what?
Consistency is all I ask.
Immortality is all I seek.
Give us this day our daily week.
Who was that?
Didn't you know him?
He didn't know me.
He didn't see you.
I didn't see him.
We shall see. I hardly knew him. He's changed.
You could see that?
Transformed.
How do you know?
Inside and out.
Oh, I see.
He's not himself.
He's changed.
I could see that.
Mm.
Glean what afflicts him.
Me?
Him.
How?
Question and answer. Old ways are the best.
Oh, he's afflicted.
You question, I'll answer.
He's not himself, you know.
No, I'm him, you see.
Who am I, then?
You're yourself.
And he's you?
Not a bit of it.
Are you afflicted?
That's the idea. Are you ready?
Let's go back a bit.
I'm afflicted.
I see.
Glean what afflicts me.
Right.
Question and answer.
How should I begin?
Address me.
My dear Guildenstern.
Oh, you've forgotten, haven't you?
My dear Rosencrantz.
I don't think you quite understand. What we are attempting is a hypothesis in which I answer for him while you ask the questions.
Ah! Ready?
You know what to do?
What?
Are you stupid?
Pardon?
Are you deaf?
Did you speak?
Not now.
Statement!
Not now.
Oh.
If I had any doubts or rather hopes, they are dispelled. What could we possibly have in common except our situation? Perhaps he'll come back this way.
Should we go?
Why?
Oh, you mean you pretend to be him and I ask you questions? Yeah. Oh.
That was very funny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Yes, truly a classical music station with amazing acting that just happened on the radio because you can catch this at a concert April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian, where Bach Aria Soloists and the Kansas City Actors Theater work together and play music, read sonnets, oh, and this funny acting. It sounds like a really fun show. I would really encourage everyone to go. Thank you so much to all of you for coming and sharing with our listener audience.
Thank you so much, Destiny, for having us.
Absolutely. This was really fun, folks. And you can also hear The Lark Ascending, which I'm about to play right now on KPR as well, one of my favorites. So here we go. Enjoy. The Lark Ascending here on Kansas Public Radio. That was played by Janine Jansen on violin, Barry Wordsworth, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here this hour. You can hear that in person April 11th at 7:30 p.m. BachAriaSoloists.com. They'll be presenting a fun concert with gorgeous music alongside the Kansas City Actors Theater. So we had a fun morning of poetry reads and a little bit of acting on the radio and some great music. So thank you for being here for all of that. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. It's about 77 degrees outside. Wow, it's definitely a warm one. What can I say? Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-aged musicians June 7th through 11th and 14th through the 18th. Registration details at music.ku/mmc. Got to get that right. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com. And The Jungle House, providing house plants and in-shop activities at 6 East 7th Street in Lawrence, Kansas. Details at junglehousegoods.com. You know, my house is like a jungle, actually, with the cats. Indeed it is. I bet they would love eating some of those plants from the Jungle House. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here, folks.
The show Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, has gotten a whole new generation obsessed with that couple, especially with Bessette's effortless 90s style.
Having the irreverence, the authenticity, and the sort of free will to pick a shirt up off the floor and look like a million bucks.
Our main character of the week on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. here on KPR with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Did you know that if you are 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? Yes, indeed. To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab. The Prince and the Pauper coming up next hour, and A Prince and a Princess, Romeo and Juliet. Should be very interesting. NPR News is up next, and then some music to soothe your soul on KPR.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife to appear for a pre-trial hearing.
They were seized during a U.S. raid in Caracas to face drug trafficking charges. U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 222 points, or roughly 0.5%. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, an institution dedicated to high research activity paired with an impactful experiential education program. More at drexel.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. The Prince and the Pauper, here on Kansas Public Radio by Korngold. That was John Macheri with the Hollywood Bowl Pops Orchestra. I figured if we were going to be listening to some Romeo and Juliet this hour, well, why not hear about a prince and a pauper? Good morning. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. I hope you are all doing really well. It's a warm one today. As I mentioned before, we're going into the 90s. It's a little windy out, which is nice. I guess the winds are supposed to bring in some cooler weather. All right. Well, I know you're all eager to hear Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, so I'll just quit yammering and play it for you. I've got Dudamel conducting the Bolivian Symphony Orchestra. Awesome. Enjoy on KPR. Wow. Powerful music. Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture here on KPR. Gustavo Dudamel conducting the Bolivian Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny. Whew, I've got a great guitar quintet to calm us down coming right up. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Ooh, and it looks like this afternoon, Jeff has Franck's Symphonic Variations. That'll be nice. And more guitar music. Hey, we're thinking in the same vein here. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu and Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Alrighty, Luigi Boccherini. I love saying that name. It's so fun. If I get another cat, maybe I'll name it Luigi Boccherini. This is a guitar quintet titled Retreat from Madrid. And it's with a favorite guitarist amongst many of you, Pepe Romero. He is playing with the Academy Chamber Ensemble. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Such a fun and interesting ending. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was Boccherini's guitar quintet known as the Retreat from Madrid. Pepe Romero was your guitarist with the Academy Chamber Ensemble. Named that, you could probably tell, for the last movement. It represents the nightly closing of the streets in Madrid, with the music mimicking the night watch's approach, passage, and departure. So it started out really, really soft, and then it got louder and louder and louder as the military would come in, and then it got softer and softer and softer until you could barely hear it. Well, you can hear more music coming up on Kansas Public Radio with Jeff Watson.
The show Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn, generation obsessed with that couple, especially with Bessette's effortless 90s style.
Having the irreverence, the authenticity, and the sort of free will to pick a shirt up off the floor and look like $1 million.
Our main character of the week on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts weekdays at 3 p.m. here on KPR with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org. The news is up next, and then more music for you. Jeff Watson is in, and I know he's got some great stuff picked out. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Is the United States. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, United Kingdom.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. There's a stately visit from the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra conductor Bjarte Ingeset, violinist Henning Kraggerud as well, and music by composer Johan Halvorsen, Norwegian Dance No. 2 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for you. We're in the afternoon time now. I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up for this noon hour, an American symphony, the first by composer Jerome Maras. Joanne Valletta and the London Symphony has that for us, along with some fun with the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, and a little fun tune called Elasomorph, something a little bit different for you, in just a little while here on KPR. Thanks for joining me. The Philharmonia Orchestra and pianist John Ogden are ready with our next offering. It's from French composer César Franck, and what we'll hear is described as one of his tightest and most finished works, and a superb blending of piano and orchestra. Written in 1885, Symphonic Variations. Played by pianist John Ogden with the Philharmonia, next on KPR. And there you have the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Sir John Barbaroli, pianist John Ogden as well, in the 1885 Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by César Franck, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:26 is the time, still to come. Is the London Symphony with us in the second half of the hour for an American symphony, the first of composer Jerome Maras. That's on the way on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu. Today, for portions of the KPR listening area, there's a red flag warning in effect until 8 p.m. this evening, and that's generally for Topeka, the city of Topeka, and areas west of there. All over the KPR listening area, it's very warm, very dry, very breezy, and you want to take extreme precautions with or avoid altogether any outdoor burning. Today's high temperature should be around 93, winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. And there is rain in the forecast for very late tonight. 70% chance of showers. Expected mainly late tonight and overnight. Next on KPR, we have something for you from Stephen Funk Pearson, who's an American guitarist who has worked in every genre, bluegrass, folk, jazz, rock, and classical. What we'll listen to is a little tune, a fun little tune, with a title that derives from a combination of two ancient Greek words, meaning elastic form. This is called Elasomorph, performed by the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet on KPR. The Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. And a fun little tune there called Elasomorph from guitarist and composer Stephen Funk Pearson here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got just about 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, with more classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. As you know, more programming and less fundraising That's always our goal at KPR. One way that you can help is to make a pledge. Tomorrow morning, it's almost here, the Power Breakfast and the start of the spring membership drive, the Hive Drive, is going to get underway tomorrow morning. The Power Breakfast is when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members. We're going to try to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into just 90 minutes, but we can't do it without you. Be with us and pledge tomorrow morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We're ready now for the London Symphony Orchestra. We've got an American symphony from a composer who was primarily a film composer. Music from Jerome Maras, who wrote the music for films such as The Big Sky and, of course, The Jayhawkers. What we have on offer is his first symphony from the 1950s. Joanne Valletta will lead the London Symphony Orchestra on KPR. The London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Valletta, with an American symphony, Symphony No. 1, from someone who was primarily a film composer, and you can tell that that cinematic style very much informed Symphony No. 1 by composer Jerome Maras here on KPR. Music by Mozart, Havanis, and much more still to come in the next hour.